I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
In the California Road Trip Republic, we believe you take adventure for a ride. Whether coastal cruising, mountain motoring, or redwood roaming, discover beauty around every turn. Your road trip can kick off from anywhere.
Starting route.
But it should always start at visitcalifornia.com. Then buckle up, crank those tunes, and discover why California is the ultimate playground.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
We're talking Alabama transfer portal additions and how they can affect the team this fall on this episode of Tide Talk Live. Welcome back in, Tide fans, to another episode of Tide Talk Live. Stacey Blackwood, once again, riding solo on this edition of the show. We're going to be looking at the transfer portal additions that Nick Saban and his coaching staff brought in this offseason and how they could potentially affect the team in 2023. But before we do that, make sure you like, share, and subscribe today. Just help us continue to grow our channel. We appreciate all the support there. Jump in the comment section and let us know which of the transfers you are most excited to see this fall for the Crimson Tide. Make sure you look us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. If you're not watching on YouTube, you can follow us there on all the podcast platforms as well. Leave us those 5-star written reviews, and that would help us tremendously. All right, let's look at these transfer portal additions and how they can either help the team or how they affect the team overall here in 2023. We're going to start with CJ Dupree, the tight end transfer from Maryland. A guy who I don't think a lot of people are talking about enough, or most people are not talking about enough. I think he was, you know, one of the premier tight ends in the portal, and Alabama was able to land him after the departure of Cameron Latu, who was a third-round draft pick in this year's draft, the 49ers. So got to replace a guy who was a mainstay in the offense over the past couple seasons, caught a lot of passes, caught 12 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons. So there is some production loss from the tight end room. And so Nick Saban and his staff, you know, looks into the transfer portal for some help there in CJ Dupree, a 6'5", 260-pound guy, like I said, coming over from Maryland, a guy who's really a balanced tight end. He can help you in pass protection. He can help you in running the football as far as getting his guy in run blocks. But then he's also a capable receiver from his tight end position. So I think CJ Dupree is a guy who's going to battle for tight end one for Alabama this year with a guy like Danny Lewis and Rob Utes and Amari Nyblak. I think you're going to see those four tight ends more than the other guys. And I think Dupree is likely to lead the team in snaps when it comes to the tight end position. I think he's going to be a valuable piece to this offense under Tommy Rees here in 2023. All right, now we look at the defensive side of the ball. You got Tresman Marshall from Georgia, an inside linebacker who I think really played well throughout the spring. I think he proved in the A-Day game and all throughout spring that he is going to be battling for for one of those inside linebacker spots this fall for the Crimson Tide. Of course, Henry Toto is gone. Jalen Moody is gone. Deontay Lawson is going to be back. He missed the spring. So it really gave a guy like Tresman Marshall the opportunity to get more snaps and more reps there with the first team defense. And I think he's a guy who, if he doesn't start, he's certainly going to see some reps with the first team this fall. He has a lot of experience in this system, of course, coming over from Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. So the learning curve is not as steep for him. And he's obviously a talented player, a highly recruited kid. Injuries really caught up with him early on in his career at Georgia, which allowed other guys to kind of pass over him, or he perhaps would still be there in Athens with the Bulldogs. But now he's in Tuscaloosa and has a chance to make a name for himself on the Crimson Tide defense. Staying on the defensive side of the ball, Jalen Key, a defensive back from UAB. Defensive back is a really interesting position group this fall for Alabama this season. And we can kind of fold Trey Amos into this fold as well when we're talking Jalen Key in the Alabama defensive backs and how each of those two guys really fit in and what they could possibly do to help the team this fall. And, you know, depth was really a concern for Alabama and Nick Saban exiting spring practice. So you had a couple guys transfer out. You know, before the spring started, you had Kyrie Jackson transfer to Oregon. Post-spring, you had Jaquez Robinson leave. He's headed out to Colorado. So there was a couple spots that, you know, Alabama felt like they needed to add more depth, and they got that with Jalen Key and Trey Amos. Key is more of a safety-type player, could maybe play opposite of Caleb Downs, Malachi Moore. How he fits in will be a lot of fun to watch. But I think Alabama did not bring a guy who is, you know, running out of eligibility to ride the bench. So I think Key is going to have a spot there in the back end. It may be in certain packages, but I think he will affect the team in a positive way, the first team defense this fall. And same thing for Trey Amos. I think he's going to be battling Terrion Arnold for that corner spot opposite of Kool-Aid McKinstry. And I really think that he's got a good chance of seeing some significant playing time. He could not wind up playing, you know, being that nickelback for Alabama, maybe even the star position, depends on what the coaching staff wants to do with Earl Little Jr. But what the additions of Jalen Key and Trey Amos do is it gives Alabama, Kevin Steele, Travaris Robinson, Nick Saban, those guys some versatility and some wiggle room to kind of play with guys and kind of move them around and kind of see where they fit best with the team and how they can impact the team in the best way possible and what gives this defense the best position to succeed here in 2023. And the last guy we're going to talk about, of course, is the quarterback Tyler Buckner from Notre Dame. Following Tommy Rees over, following spring football, he gets beat out by Sam Hartman over at Notre Dame. So now he's come to Alabama to try to challenge for the starting quarterback position here with Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson. And look, Buckner didn't do a lot at Notre Dame that's going to get anybody really excited. Let's just be honest. But he was a highly recruited kid. You know, you don't go to Notre Dame without being a highly recruited kid. He's obviously a smart kid. He's a guy who has potential, but he hasn't really reached that yet. And he's still a fairly young player. He's entering his third season in college football. He does have something that Milroe and Simpson doesn't have, and that's some multiple starts in the Power Five. And so I think that helps Buckner a little bit as far as, you know, the game is not going to be as fast to him as perhaps it is to Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson. Guys, you know, Milroe's got one starter under his belt, and, you know, Ty Simpson's just entering his redshirt freshman year, and he doesn't have any starts and, you know, really didn't play a ton for Alabama as a reserve last year. So he has some experience, which gives him a little bit of an advantage over Milroe and Simpson. But outside of that, I'm not sure how he fits in this quarterback battle. I think Alabama, between Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson, and maybe even Dylan Lonergan, a freshman who I think performed as well as anybody all throughout spring, I think those four guys all have legitimate shots at being the starting quarterback for Alabama. But I'm not sure where Buckner fits in. I would say that at the moment he is behind both Milroe and Simpson. And it's going to be an uphill battle for him. Not to say that it can't be done, but I would be surprised if Buckner was the quarterback for Alabama this fall. But he does provide good depth, experience depth, which is always good to have. And, you know, he has familiarity with Tommy Rees coming over from Notre Dame. So it's certainly an addition that is welcomed because of his experience, not only as on the field, but with Tommy Rees as well. So, like I said, I'm not expecting him to be the quarterback this fall, but you certainly cannot rule out that possibility. But those are the guys that transferred over this spring or this summer to Alabama, and they will be joining the team this fall as they embark their quest to get back to the SEC championship and the college football playoff in 2023. But that's going to wrap this episode up. Thank you so much for watching. Like we said, jump in the comments and let us know which of the transfers that you're most excited to see this fall. It can be multiple or it can be one, but we would love to hear what you have to say there in the comment section. Like, share, and subscribe today. We'll be back real soon. But until next time, roll tide.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.